You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Simon Bowler, a respiratory physician at Brisbane's Mater Hospital, is concerned about what many GPs already call a health epidemic.
In many ways, it's analogous with asbestos. It's very toxic. It combines with oxygen and water in the lungs to produce an acidic environment, and it sets off high levels of inflammation. And in the worst cases, which we're seeing, within a few years, people can get very rapid progression of lung damage.
Silicosis, a lung disease that develops as a result of exposure to silica dust, has been the cause of at least one death in Queensland in the past few weeks, and is likely to leave many people who work with the material with serious respiratory damage for the rest of their lives. Dr. Bowler hopes that a new statewide register for cases of silicosis, as well as the coal dust-related black lung disease, will help raise awareness of the health epidemic.
The reason it's so tragic is that we've known about these occupational lung diseases for a long time, both in the case of coal workers' lung disease and in the silicosis of artificial manufactured stone. The measures to control silica dust and coal dust were ignored. And I guess it's a reminder that we need to be constantly vigilant.
The law was passed to track the emergence of these diseases in coal miners and workers who cut manufactured stone. Mark Brook, the CEO of Lung Foundation Australia, agrees that more needs to be done.
I think we're looking at silicosis as being the next wave of mesothelioma, the disease associated with asbestos-related incidents. Occupational lung disease, in particular silicosis, is really an emerging health priority, and we support Queensland government's call for mandatory reporting. We do know, certainly in Queensland, that there already have been deaths arising from silicosis.
Andrew White, a stonecutter from the Gold Coast, passed away from silicosis last month. He is believed to be among the first silicosis-related deaths in Australia, but already more than 100 workers die of the disease each year in the United States alone. Dr. Edwards, a physician at the Wesley Hospital in Brisbane, further stresses the seriousness of these diseases.
Part of the thing is that once people get it, it's not reversible. We can't cure it. So we need to find out early in the course of the disease if they've got it by doing appropriate screening.
Already around 100 cases of silicosis, some in advanced stages, have been confirmed by Queensland doctors as a result of mandatory screenings of workers. Dr. Bowler explains.
So far, 800 people have been referred for assessment. Around about 200 or so have been completed. Of those 200, about half have been accepted as having some signs of silicosis, and 16 have got what's called progressive massive fibrosis, which is the accelerated form of the silicosis.
But the Lung Foundation's Mark Brook says workers shouldn't take their chances.
I think first and foremost, prevention is better than cure. All tradesmen need to make sure that they have the appropriate, safe, respiratory personal equipment devices, particularly if they're working in industries where toxic or hazardous materials.
Mr. Brook says while the introduction of a register of these diseases in Queensland is a big step forward, other states and territories are not yet following suit.
The Lung Foundation is somewhat concerned that states and territories are taking an individual approach rather than a national approach. If silicosis is a national epidemic, it's really important that we have nationally consistent guidelines. That's one thing that is missing throughout this entire debate.
Dr. Bowler hopes history does not repeat itself and the spread of these diseases can be halted.
I hope that we're getting in and getting on top of this and that we won't have the same tragic epidemic that we've had with asbestos that is still going on 30, 40 years since asbestos was banned as a product.
Julian Leanett, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.